the place out in on a farm, the place where you keep the stock and everything, is the what?
Barn.
Okay. The place where you'd keep, you'd store corn or something.
Crib.
Okay. Did you have any, or hear any, have you ever heard any certain term for a building where loose grain was stored? I guess most times that's a silo or something, or a grain.
Yeah, we haven't had any experience with anything like that in this room.
But there are people that have grain bins, you know,
yeah.
Just large boxes made together and put different kinds of grain in it.
What about the upper part of a barn where you keep stuff? What's that called?
A loft.
And out in the field sometimes when people are making hay, you'll see big what out in the field where they cut it and piled it up.
Bales.
No, they're going to pile it like cotton hay.
All right.
Well, when they do that, don't they put a pole up and then just...
No, you just go ahead and cock the hay up out in the field, and you go out there and you've got so many cocks out there all in. And then you can, when you get home, you can put all them cocks together and put your top on it.
Yeah. A man told me over in Morgan County that you could... that they used to be able to take one of those big stacks back at the barn, you know, put a pole down over it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I think he said they would roll and tie the top hay, or so. Anyway, it was just like a roof. It had shed water, just like a roof, and no water would get down inside.
What I was talking about.
Well, that was news to me.
And the cattle just ate around and around on that.
Right, and you'd see them hanging way over where the cattle had gotten up under them. What about a shelter for cows? Was there ever anything like that ever here called, what would it be, just a cow barn?
It's called, we had a cow barn and then we had a mule barn.
Oh,
one side, half a mile.
What about a place where cows were staked or penned up to be milked? Did you have any place like that, or was that done in the barn?
Well, down in the cow barn, well, when you were, one side they had about a couple of three stables on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the other side is where you kept your cups, you kept your feed for your cow.
Oh, what about a place where a man might have a lot of cows and he'll sell milk and butter? You'd say he's running a what?
Dairy.
Okay. And the front part, out in front of the barn, it used to be fenced in where the stock would run loose. That was called what?
The lot.
Okay. And the big area, grassy place where they grazed was called the what?
Pasture.
Okay. And what do you do in the summertime when the cotton's first coming up and you've got to thin it? You go out and do what with a hoe?
Some people will chop the cotton, some people hold the cotton.
Okay.
Now, there's a difference chopping the cotton, going and just chop that cotton out. But my dad me and us hoe it. We chop the cotton with this free grass, that hoe it out, clean it out as we want.
What kind of grass was the worst to get in the cotton field?
Well, back in the first growing cotton, crabgrass.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually Johnson grass got into this country, shipped in here from Texas.
Boy, that Johnson grass is something
now,
else.
Now, that's bad. It gets you.
My brother's up in Florence now. He's got trying to raise a garden, and that Johnson grass is just about to run him out of there.
You know, those roots will just run way out. And if you don't get every joint out of there, I know we used to have to hold that in the cotton.
Well, there's no way you can get ahead of it. Like you say, if you don't get every little piece of it, then it seems like two or three days later, it's right back there.
When you're cutting, go ahead, if you haven't, when the Johnson grass cuts, you know when it's cutting, you go ahead, and your cutting will be about this high, about 6 or 8 inches high, and you tell that Johnson grass, cut it off, edge of the ground, and in less than a week's time, that Johnson grass will be up again higher than your cutting.
Well, the stuff that he's got in with his corn, you have to go along and look hard to see which is the corn and which is the Johnson grass. They're just about the same.
Yes, when it is. When the corn's young, it looks like Johnson grass. I have heard farmers talking one time, I know, about how bad it was, you know, and how much trouble it would give them. And they said, well...